Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The once and for all, to me, that's powerful in verse number 10. That's why I wanted to stop there this morning. The once for all sacrifice in Hebrews 10:10, that it talked about Jesus Christ once for all. Don't turn there, but I want to compare to Leviticus chapter number 16, verse number 34, when the sacrifices were given. Here's what it said. And this was part of the regulations for the Day of Atonement, when God is telling Moses, well, here's what you need to do, and the priests and the sacrifices. Well, in verse number 34, after he tells them all this about the scapegoat and all this, here's the last thing God told him in this chapter. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you to make an atonement for the children of Israel and for all their sins once a year. What a difference. Hope you get that. Once a year in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's once for all. Well, if y'all permit me to read this, we've now reached the multitude, the mountaintop of Hebrews. Little by little, the past 9 chapters, we've been climbing to reach this point. I mean, each time we get mountain peaks and mountain peaks, and it's been great to study of Hebrews. Tremendous study. Well, now we've reached the mountain peak. The one sacrifice of Christ is sufficient. It is enough. It is finished. Since the whole work of God's plans for man's redemption is finished, and the whole sin debt is paid for me, what is there left for me to do? Just accept the free gift of eternal life that he offers. By placing your faith and trust in him and in him alone, your sins are forgiven and you are cleansed by his precious atoning blood once. What an amazing thought. In verse number 1, I want you to notice, for the law having a shadow, the word shadow literally, and we talked about this before, it means an outline and a figure, but not the real thing. Not the real thing. Now, a shadow isn't a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Not a bad thing. The old covenant and its law were not themselves bad or evil. Matter of fact, they were good. They pointed men to Christ. Okay? If you could see, they would show their sinfulness. So they were not bad. They were not evil. Matter of fact, we find out that the law was perfect. The problem wasn't the law. The problem was mankind who couldn't fulfill the law. However, they were a shadow. The things in the Old Testament, the covenant, the law, all these sacrifices. They were incomplete and they were insufficient to bring total cleansing from sin and to save. It could never make them perfect, though they came with their sacrifices year after year after year. It's a shadow. Matter of fact, the rest of that verse says, it's a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of those things. And it can never, with those sacrifices, what they offered year by year, continually make the comers, those people who bring those sacrifices thereunto, it can not make them perfect. Literally means it don't make them sinless. It means it cannot make them complete. Only in Christ are we complete. Again, it was a picture of what Christ would do on the cross of Calvary. Then we get to verse number 2. For then would they have not ceased to be offered. In other words, if those animal sacrifices would have cleansed them of their sins, where there would be no more need for sacrifices. But yet they would have to come year after year after. Here's the amazing thing. The Day of Atonement. Get the picture. They come, they bring their lambs or whatever to the priest. The priest offers the sacrifices on the account of their sins. And on the Day of Atonement, their sins are covered. Not cleansed, but covered. And then rascals just like us would go out that same day, or give them a little break, the next day. Here they are sinning again. So next day of atonement, here they got to bring their lambs once again to cover their sins. Are you following what the picture? That's what the picture is there. If the sacrifice they offered could have taken away their guilt and their sin, one sacrifice would have been enough. It would have been enough, but it wasn't enough. So they had to come year after year after year. Verse number 3. But in those sacrifices, there is remembrance again made of sin every year. Isn't it that thing about the conscience? They remember. They messed up. Here they come again. Back. By the way, I'm so glad that we don't have to do it. It's once and for all. Man, I could say so much, and I'm going to try to stay on point here. Do we need to confess our sins? Yes. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all our life. That is talking about our fellowship. But our relationship, he's cleansed our sins. They've been placed under the blood. That's why when people say, my sins are forgiven, past, present, and future, that is true in the sense that he's not going to hold that against us. He's paid that sin debt. But if we sin, we break our fellowship with him. Are you following our relationship? But our fellowship, that's why we have to confess our sins to him. Lord, I'm sorry. Are y'all following what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to get confused here and what I'm saying. But daily, we need to confess our sins. Did I say daily? Why? Because don't we sin every day? I was at beach this week. I ain't saying no more. That's why I can't stay on the beach. I'm a guy. And I keep my wife, and I tell her every day, she's the most beautiful woman, and it is so. It's so. But I can't believe what these ladies don't wear on the beach. Do we sin as a preacher? Yes, that's why I got to get. Are y'all following? And by the way, I'm glad I can confess my sin, and I shouldn't have told y'all this because y'all think I'm perfect. If you think I am, you just talk to my wife. Okay, but anyway, don't we all mess up? But I mentioned this. I'm so glad we confess our sins to the Lord. And not to you. I don't have to confess my sins to you. I'm glad you don't. I just said that in a way of. If I knew everything about you. Woo, man. Am I talking to the right people? I know you're Sunday morning crowd in Sunday school. But aren't we all sinners? Yeah. Saved by the grace of God. Anyway, verse number 3, they said that is remembrance again made of sins every year. Man, I messed up, and they have to come back and forth to conscience. That's what this is saying. The annual repetition of the Day of Atonement sacrifice was evidence that the previous year's sacrifice had not done the job. It had not cleansed them of their sins. Their sins were covered, but they were not cleansed. And we went over that about being covered. It would cover their sins and postpone judgment, but it could never affect a once and for all salvation. Only the perfect sacrifice could. And then I wrote this at the very top of my notes. The blood of beast could not take away the sins of men. A man must do that. Let that sink in. The blood of beast, and we're going to see that in verse number 4. For it's not possible that the blood, it's not, what's the word not possible mean? I got that in my notes. You read my notes, Archie. Not possible, it's impossible. No way around that it's not possible for that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away, that it could possibly take away sin. It could cover sin, but it never cleanses sin. The blood of beasts could not take away the sins of man. A man must pay the price for the sins of man, not animal, beast. It's not possible, it's impossible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sin. They could only cover.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.